welcome to Docupied, a podcast about anime, manga, light novels, and industry news. I'm your host, Brandon, otherwise known as DocPay, and this episode, as you can already tell by the title, is going to be the news roundup for September. I at least decided to do another one of these, but I'm still, you know, on the fence debating about how many I want to do, how often I want to do them. For right now, monthly seems decent. But I'll be playing it by ear, and we'll see what happens. Anyway, there are a bunch of new like anime announcements that happened in September, a couple licenses. So let's just jump right in, and I'll go down the list. A couple series that were delayed have been put back on the schedule. I may have mentioned this already, but That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime Season 2 was rescheduled for January. Did I cover that last time? I don't think that news was out yet. Or maybe they just said early 2021. Anyway, it's now back on schedule for January. The To Your Eternity anime series has been delayed to April. This is one I've been looking forward to as someone who has the manga and is a fan of the author. They also wrote A Silent Voice, if you're familiar with that series. The first Princess Principal sequel film will now be in theaters in February, and Pompo the Cinephile has been delayed to spring 2021. Now, I hadn't actually even heard of this film. I don't remember seeing the announcement, and this one was just like straight up not on my radar at all for whatever reason, but the staff looks really good, and it's based on a manga of the same name, and I'm a sucker for anime films, so I will definitely be checking it out if I get the opportunity in April. well, probably not in April in the US, but I mean, hopefully next year, at least. Next, we have a slew of new announcements. Eden Zero will be getting a TV anime series in April. This is the newest manga from the author of Fairy Tail. So I'm sure this is not an unknown thing, but the TV anime was finally confirmed. It should be good for fans. The Saint's Magic Power is Omnipotent light novel series will be getting an anime. No dates or estimates were included, so I don't know if that means maybe later next year, not this year. We're already later this year. Or if that's like a 2022 kind of thing. Then Natsume's Book of Friends will be getting a film spring 2021. This is a great series, and it's fantastic to get more of. Naoshi Arakawa's Farewell, My Dear Kramer manga series will be getting a film and TV anime series. And while I liked the author's previous work, Your Lie in April, this series centers around soccer. And I'm not necessarily against sports anime. I have liked a number of sports anime in the past, but I'm also not kind of by default interested in them, simply because the subject isn't something that I crave at all. But like I said, if the series is good, and this is actually not one I've read at all, so I have kind of no opinion or like background on it, but I'll check it out when it comes out. Like I said, I was a fan of Your Lie in April, so it's easy enough to give it a chance at least. This next one is actually one I'm really excited for. Horimiya will be getting a TV anime series in January. This is a rom-com manga series that I've been reading for years, and they're sitting on my shelf now. And it's, I think, a fairly atypical like romance series for, I don't want to call it shoujo because I'm not actually sure what the like proper genre here is, whether it's shoujo or josei, or I don't really know if it's either of those, but regardless, the actual way that romance is handled in this story is significantly better than the like syrupy, super innocent, the series ends at the confession, or the series ends at, you know, the main characters becoming a couple, something like that. Those are appealing in their own way, I think, but this series is absolutely not that. Kind of from the very beginning, the story is that the main characters become a couple, and the story is about them being a couple. It's mostly a comedy. The romance is there, but like I said, the main characters are already or become a couple quickly at the start of the series, and the romance is there in that they're kind of becoming comfortable in their relationship and figuring each other out and that kind of thing, and like deepening that romance. But it's very much a comedy otherwise. And at least for me, this is definitely one of the better like romance comedy manga series that I've read. So when I saw the announcement, you know, that's pretty exciting. Next, we have a slew of premiere dates that were confirmed for series that I think previously were only just like announced. Yatogame-chan Kansatsuniki, the third season is confirmed for next year. True Cooking Master Boy, the sequel season, will premiere next year. The Rising of the Shield Hero, second season, will be premiering next year as well. Then we got a couple confirmed for winter or January. X-Arm will be premiering in January. The Hidden Dungeon Only I Can Enter, also a January series. Other Side Picnic, also another January premiere. And I think the last one we got on this list is one that I am personally very invested in and love very much, is Log Horizon. The third season is scheduled for January. I'm stoked for this. I love Log Horizon. I have all the light novels. I really enjoyed the anime. The opening song, Database, to date is still one of the best, and I'll replay it constantly. And so now we don't have much longer until new Log Horizon anime. I simply hope that the light novels actually start getting properly published again. We only just started getting new volumes, and we've only gotten one, volume 11. And so, come on, Japan, get on that. Start publishing them again. The next chunk of news are all about new sequel season announcements. Starting off with a couple series from this season. Rent-A-Girlfriend will be getting a second season. Uzaki-chan Wants to Hang Out will be getting a second season. And then we got a couple from like previous seasons. Uma Musume Pretty Derby is getting a second season next year. Otona no Bogyo-san, I think it's a short anime series, will be getting a second season starting in January. Welcome to Demon School, Iruma-kun, getting a second season in April. And I guess I am kind of saving my favorites for last here in all of these segments, but The Legend of the Galactic Heroes, Dinoe Teis, will be getting a sequel season to Core, and I am stoked. Legend of the Galactic Heroes is one of my just like top favorite series, period. I love the original. I have the entire Japanese Blu-ray box set. I have all the light novels on my shelf. I guess they're not light novels, but I have all the novels on my shelf. I love Legend of the Galactic Heroes. And so I've just been really enjoying this, you know, these new, I'm not going to call them remakes, but like the new adaptation. And so it's nice that we're getting more. We're going to get, I don't know if we're going to get the whole story. We'll see. But I love that we're getting more. It leaves me hope that we're going to get the entire story. Last little bit of news is The Girl from the Other Side will be ending with its 11th volume coming out in April in Japan. I actually really love this manga series. It's quickly become one of my new favorites. It's absolutely fantastic, and I think I want to talk about it on the podcast at some point. I actually think maybe once it finishes, I'll do an episode on it. I think that'll be a good time. It's too good not to talk about. And now that it's ending fairly shortly, I'll be able to talk about it as a whole. And that's not something I get to do very frequently, especially because things can either go on for a while or take a while to end, or just kind of we never get an ending, you know, for like an anime series. So moving on to the licensing segment, I think somewhat of a quiet month overall, but we have licenses from Tentai Books, One Piece Books, Seven Seas, and Yen Press. So Tentai Books, they are a new publisher in the game, announced they'll be releasing World Teacher, a light novel series, in both English and Spanish. And that's kind of their, or this company's, I don't want to say gimmick, it's not the right word here, but that's what they've launched on, is their licensing and releasing in dual languages. And this kind of reminds me that I should go back and check out some of the other series that they release now, and especially now that they've got probably a couple out. If you're listening, if you've read any of Tentai Books' licenses from the past already, you know, shoot me a message on Twitter. Let me know what your favorite was. Then we have One Piece Books. They licensed Farming Life in Another World. This is a manga series. They'll be releasing it physically and digitally. It looks cute. It's not one I'm familiar with, and the author isn't one I know either, so I can't really kind of comment on it, but looks cute. Then we've got the Seven Seas licenses. They picked up School Zone, the manga series, The Tale of the Outcasts, Magical Angel Creamy Mommy, and Wonder Cat Q-chan. So these are all manga series. And they also picked up a light novel series, A Tale of the Secret Saint. Oh, and they also got the manga version of that same series. So they got the light novel and the manga for it. Then we have Yen Press, and they announced actually a fairly decent amount of things during the virtual Crunchyroll Expo. They'll just go down the list. Do You Like the Nerdy Nurse? Manga series. Love and Heart, also a manga. Days on Fess, also a manga. The Girl Without a Face, manga. I Can't Reach You, manga. Play It Cool, Guys, manga. Penguin Gentleman, manga. And they also announced two light novels, Virgin Road, and I think the big one, which you may have already heard about, because this was almost a month ago now, but Date Alive. And then kind of semi-related, unrelated, it's not a new license, but Yen Press confirmed they will be releasing the new Haruhi novel so in Japan, they recently announced that they're going to be releasing the first new volume in 10 years. And so Yen Press confirmed they'll be releasing it simultaneously with Japan, which is unheard of. It's just not a thing that happens in licensed, translated Japanese media. So, I mean, outside of anime, I guess. But books, that is definitely not a thing that happens. Like the entire novel. I'm not even talking, you know, Weekly Shonen Jump style, where we get the individual manga chapters the same day as Japan. This is the whole novel at the same time. So that's pretty impressive that they're going to be doing this. And especially for such a popular series, it makes sense to do it for this one. But this is really cool. We'll see how this turns out. I mean, like I said, this bit of news blew me away. I can't believe that we're going to get that. I can only imagine longtime fans of Haruhi are losing their shit over this news. So this is very exciting. This isn't really anime, manga, light novels, or industry news related, but there was one thing I wanted to, comment on that I'm not going to comment on, if that makes sense. So there's been a slew of kerfuffles and dust-ups regarding VTubers, and personally, I don't really watch a lot of streamers in the first place. I'm just not a fan of that kind of live content on someone else's time. I like to enjoy content on my time, on my schedule, like at my pace. And so live content is just not for me in that way. And I totally get the appeal of VTubers. It's just not for me. However, that doesn't mean that the news isn't big and reverberating across, you know, a lot of the same cross sections of communities and fandom. But there's been a number of nonsense, we'll say, that I've been seeing news of and seeing reports of over the last couple weeks, especially with this new one with relating to Hololive. Anyway, if you're interested, just look the stories up. I really don't feel like getting into VTuber stuff on this podcast. I think it's a little too tangential. But I did want to bring up that I understand that it's probably a thing that plenty of intersecting fans are interested in. So there you have it. There was some, you know, nonsense going on there. If you're interested, I kind of hate to cop out here, but go look it up. It's going to wrap me up for this episode. Definitely going to be a short one. I am thinking that a lot of news roundups going forward will probably be on the shorter side, unless there's some big thing to discuss, like there was last time. But I'm also not going to like needlessly draw out these news roundup episodes. So thanks for listening. Follow my Twitter, I am DocPay, for updates. And please, if you like DocuPied, leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. Every little bit helps, and it helps other people find the podcast. So if you have a minute, go ahead and leave a review. Let me know what you think. I'll catch you next time.